Good Vach, Mitzvah Shabbos, Kedesh, Parshas, Ki Sovoy. Okay, so we began the third Pedik, and now we're talking about Eid Beit Chumen, what kind of food you should set up to move your residence from where you normally live to this new place, to give you an extension of distance that you can carry. So we said you can use any food except water and salt. And then it says, now that we're talking about water and salt not being viable, with the money of Maisa Sheni that you bring with you to the Shalayim, you have to purchase food so that you can eat it there. Again, you can buy any food that you want, but not water and salt. And then we said as well, if somebody abstains, makes a neder to abstain from food, then he's allowed to have things that fill you, he's allowed to have water and salt. We also said when it comes to an Eid, even though for Eid with Chumen, the food that you set aside is not suitable for you, but as long as it's suitable for other people, it's good enough. So for example, a Nazir who cannot drink wine can place wine there as food. And when it comes to a Yisrael with Truma, he cannot eat it, but a Kohen can. Sumcha disagreed. He said that a Yisrael is never capable of eating that Truma, and therefore it's not good enough. And then we also talked about a Kohen in this neighborhood where there used to be a grave site. We don't know where it is right now, and the Rabbanon don't let you go there because you plow through it and there might be a bone the size of a lentil. But Rabbanon, we don't want you to go, even though there is a way of walking through there by blowing your path, and that's good enough. You can have access, even a Kohen has access to that food. Rabbi Yehuda says, even in a cemetery, you can also place the food because a Kohen can also enter the cemetery if he's placed in a box. Okay, that's the gist of the Mishnah we learned Friday. Now, the Mishnah started with a rule and then made an exception. Rabbi Yechanan said, on the top of the page, Rabbi Yechanan said, Ein lemeidin min haklolus. That if you find in a Mishnah a rule, don't think that the rule is all encompassing, there can always be exceptions. Even when the Mishnah goes out of its way to tell you, this is the rule, except, don't be misled and think that these are the only exceptions, there might be other exceptions as well. Says the Gemara, this comment, Rabbi Yechanan, obviously is not referring to our Mishnah. Because referring to our Mishnah, what do you mean, even in a place where it says chutz? The Mishnah clearly says chutz. He should have gone straight away, and he should have said that even though in this Mishnah it says chutz, there are other exceptions. Obviously, he said it somewhere else. We want to know, when he said this general rule, that if the Mishnah gives you a rule, doesn't mean that this rule is ironclad. In fact, the rule is that every rule has exceptions. So the Gemara says, "Medikamad afilu makish never by chutz meklaus proof the lav hachakoi." Rabbi Yechim was referring to our Mishnah. Say hachakoi, where was he referring to? Said Gemara, "Hasam koi is referring to a Mishnah we had in Masechta. We'll have in Mitzvah Masechta Kedushin." And it goes as follows: it delineates the distinction between men and women. And he says, "Kol mitzvahs asei shehazman grama, any time bound mitzvah, and noshim chayavim, men are obligated, the noshim turas, and women are exempt." Ushaloy has mangram. The rule is that any mitzvah which is not time bound, like mezuzah and other things, echad noshim ve'echad anoshim chayovin. Makes no difference in your gender, everyone is chayv. So the klolahu, Rabbi Yechim made a thing. Is that really the rule? The whole mitzvahs are seish as mangram, do you think every time bound mitzvah women are potter? I'll give you a few examples of time bound mitzvahs and women are obligated. Harimatzah. These are a few examples. The Gemara in Kedushin brings other examples as well. What about matzah? Matzah on Pesach, which is a time-bound mitzvah, and yet women are obligated to eat matzah, just like men, because we learn out the pasuk says, don't eat chametz, eat matzah, and so we say whoever is liable for the negative not eating chametz is included in the mitzvah, and we know when it comes to negative mitzvahs, there's no difference men or women, it's only the time-bound positive mitzvahs. So we know a woman's chayav matzah, exception to the rule. The mitzvah of simcha and yomtiv, we know there's exception to the rule, women are chayav as well, because it says, v'samachta ata ubeisecha, you should rejoice with your family, so women are chayav. Well, having Rosh Hashanah, Davov and Beis, Machlek is actually about if men are Machayiv to make the women to be happy or the women themselves have a mitzvah. And Vahakel, the mitzvah of Hakel, that every eighth year, the year after Shemitah, there's a mitzvah for the king to set up and read certain parts of the Torah. And they build this big platform for him and so on and so forth. And their men, women are both obligated. These are mitzvahs, Seishas Mangrama, yet not Shechayavis. So what happened to your rule? And in commerce as well. The whole mitzvahs asay shaloi has mangram and noshim chayavas. Every non-time mitzvah, women are chayiv. What about Talmud Torah? It says, higisa b'yom v'layla, she learned Torah continuously, not time-bound, and yet women are potter. Because says the pasuk, will amount them as b'neichem, your sons, and we darshan, and not your daughters. Piri yivirivi, the mitzvah pruravu. it's not time bound, and yet we say that only men have the mitzvah and not women, because it says Pru Ru Milu Aritz, and we're having more of the base and basic condition there, that who's the one who goes out chasing? It's the man. Upinyan haben. We know that pinyan haben, women are exempt from pinyan haben, because we learn out whoever does not have the mitzvah pinyan haben on themselves, they're on the mitzvah on their children. So they don't have the mitzvah pinyan haben on their children. And the mitzvah says Lamang Ram is not time bound, yet no shem tudus. Elo Rabbi Yechon. This is where Rabbi Yechon set down his rule. Ein lemeidim min haklolos, and then it goes further. And once I'm telling you this rule, afilu b'makom shenei mechutz, even where it says an exception, it's not limited only to that exception. In fact, we write it from our Mishnah. It says, oy klal ech, sorry, before we get to our Mishnah, there's another Mishnah I'll show you. He says, from the mitzvah of Zav. What do we know about a Zav, a man who has male emissions or a woman of Zavah? We generally know that when it comes to Tumah, that generation. So you have, let's say, the Avha Tumah, the Sheretz, the dead rodent, the eight Shratzim there, that are Avha Tumah, they're the father of Tumah. And if something comes in contact with them, they're one less degree, they become a Rishon L'Tumah, and if something comes in contact with that, becomes a Shein L'Tumah, and so on. But we have a few exceptions that are Zav and a Zavah. If they're Mishkev and Moshev, if they're sitting on something, we call it sometimes Tumah's Midras, if they're standing on something or sitting on something which is suitable to be their seat, then they all take on the same level of Tumah as the Zav himself. In fact, we said if there are 10 mattresses and the Zav is sitting on the mattress, top one, all 10 of them become an Avatumah. And anyone who touches the bottom mattress is as if they touched an Avatumah. That's called a Mishkav Meishav, a Tumah's Midras. And then we also have a rule that if a Zav carried something on top of him, even though it's not touching it directly, that thing becomes as if it's touching the Zav and becomes and then you have the din of a chariot or a merkav. If a zav is sitting on a merkav, it also takes on the same status as a zav. But there's a difference between a merkav and a moishav. By a moishav, we say that takes on if anyone touches it, they become totally tummy themselves and their clothing. By a merkav, if someone touches the merkav, they become tummy but not their clothes. So now, it says in the Mishnah, Oy klalecha, I'm going to give you another rule. So we're taking a rule. And he's lifting something up. Is tamei becomes tamei, and the chol shahazav nisa ola. But if the zav is on top of something which is not really a seat, sitting on an upturned upside down pot, which is not, you know, let's say to make dough or something, which is not normally a seat, and then that actually remains toyer. The zav is not even tamei yet. According to Rashi. According to Taisa, it of course becomes Tamei, but not the same degree of Tumah like a Moshev, a lesser degree of Tumah. Chutz min ha-ro'ul le-mishkev ha-moshev, unless it's suitable to be a Mishkev and a Moshev. Okay? And then it says here, Adam. And then it says here, that what? So what, we're giving a rule here, that the it says here, Chutz, I'm giving a rule, and then it says Chutz, and then Adam, if a person carries a Zav, they become Tamei. Okay, and that's it. And this is a chutz. Sounds like this is the only cases, right? Let me ask you a question. Is that the only case of a yikam merkav? There's another case, merkav, which becomes tummy. And yet it says a chutz, the only thing that becomes tummy is a merkav, is a mishkav and moshav. So before anyone has a chance to answer, I'm going to ask the question. Hi, merkav hechidami. When you're asking about merkav, what are you referring to? Idi yosef alef, he's sitting on the merkav hainam moshav. Why can't you say it's included in the word moshav when the Mishnah says, even though the din might be a little bit different, but sort of it's very similar? Says Miranan Hachikim, this is what he meant to say. Ha'ika, there is Gaba the Uchba. We have the parts of the saddle. The Tanya, what do we know about the saddle? We know as follows. Ha'uke, when it comes to a saddle, Tomei Moishim, and the Zav sits on it, he's metamid as if it's like him. The Hatofus, but if you grab a hold of the part in front of the saddle, Tomei Merkav has a din of a Merkav. So there's other Tumas. Okay, this is Merkav, but why doesn't it include the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that these are only Tameis, is Moishev and Mishkev. The Shmamina ain't lemedim min haklol. You don't learn from klolos. Afilu b'mokav shenema chutz. Even if it says the word chutz, doesn't mean the Mishnah is out to give you every case. It says you can make an aid of you use it's our Mishnah. It says the same thing. Bakol gives you a rule. You can use anything you want for food to make your aid of tchumin at the end of 2,000 amas. Umishtatvin, you can use anything you want for mavui to and chutz min hamayim amelech. What you cannot use is water and salt. So it says clearly a rule. You can use everything except water and salt. Sounds like the only thing you cannot do is water and salt. And yet, with Suleka, there isn't. You cannot use mushrooms. as we'll see later, truffles. Alishmamina, from here we know out, ein lemeidim in aklalus. Just because it gives you a rule doesn't mean that it's all encompassing. And afil mokshim chutz, even clearly says the word chutz, it doesn't mean limited onto that. So interesting times in Gemara, kameina pitchers were not choshev at all, not food. Today, truffles can be very, very expensive. You buy some Japanese truffles in thousands of dollars. And mushrooms are considered a delicacy. So interesting if the halacha would change today regarding mushrooms. It says in Gemara HaKonik, and we'll see more later that things vary in how people used to behave. Anyway, hakol nika bekesem ma'isa. You can use ma'isa money for any kind of food, except water and salt. One of them makes the following comment, which we'll see in a minute, regarding this din of eidah. The chad masne ma'isa, one of them says the same thing, but regarding ma'isa, you just said that you cannot use water and salt for ma'isa, to use the ma'isa money to buy water and salt, nor can you use water and salt to be your eidah. Chad masne eidah, this is what he said. When we say water and salt, we're talking about water on its own and salt on its own. The ein ma'arvin, you cannot use, not a food. Avo the main mel, if you make salt water, ma'arvin, you could use it, could people use it as a relish, as a dip, a condiment. The chad masne and ma'isa, the same idea. But regarding ma'isa, lo yishanu, when do we say you're not allowed to use ma'isa, shein and money to buy a ma'im bifnei atzmo, your mel bifnei, water on its own and salt on its own. The ein nikhin, you cannot buy it. Avo ma'im u'melech, but if salt water, Nikhin bekesa maisa, you can use that because again it's chashin like food. Says the Gemara man, the master maisa, the one that says that you could buy salt water for maisa koshkan eidah. Surely you can use it for an eidah because it's food. Oh, but a man, the master eidah, the one that says you can use salt water for your eidah, avala maisa, you cannot use it for maisa. My time, why? Pay the be'inuk. When it comes to maisa sheni, the pasuk says that you gotta use it to buy fruit, and salt water is not considered a fruit. We'll soon see in the Gemara how do we know it has to be fruit. Ki also Rav Yitzchak came from Israel, Masne and Maisa. He actually said the same thing regarding salt water, but he spoke about Maisa, that you could use Maisa Sheni, money to buy salt water. They asked him a question. Maisa, I'll ask you a question that says in the following, Hey Yid, Rabbi Yehuda ben Godri, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Godri just testified before Rabbi Lezer, Shal Beis Abba, and he said the following. He said that in the house of my father, Hayulokhin, they used to buy tzir, that's fish brine, because of Maisa, with Maisa Shani money. That's what he told him. That, you know, in my house we used to use, used to buy brine. Because it's not salt water. It comes from a fish. Amalai, so they said to him, it's cooked with the fish. Amalai said to him, Shemalai Shemata, maybe what you heard, or maybe you don't know the details, but maybe Shekirve Dogi Muravman. It wasn't just the brine. Maybe there were actually the innards of the fish were also mixed in. There's a little bit pieces of fish, and that's why it's considered chashav. You can buy it for ma'isa sheni money. But what do we see from here? They both agree that if it would have been the fish itself, you surely can buy fish with ma'isa sheni money. The question is, brine or not? And even if Gemara talks about tzir because it came from a fish. But the question was, but everyone seems to hold salt water on its own is no good. Even the one who holds that fish brine is good with no pieces of fish, but it came from a fish, so it had some fatty, there was some fat from the fish mixed into the water, salt water. But salt water on its own, how can it be used? So Amar Rabbi Yisrael Yesi says, when we say salt water, it's talking to Lai Nitzcha, you know what, we don't need it. Ella, only in the following case, you actually mixed it with oil. Just like the brine has fatty parts of the fish, fat from the salt. So over here, salt water means with oil. That's what he's saying. You're allowed to use salt water for eight of it chumen, or for ma'isa sheni. We're talking about that you use the ma'isa sheni. There's a little bit of oil there. Freding Moram Le'abaya, Abaya said to Rabbi Yisrael, but tefeglei meshem shemen. So if there was, you're buying oil. So that's why you're allowed to use ma'isa sheni money, because you bought oil with it. So what's your chiddush here? Saying, well, you know, tzricha, we need it. Shenosan demei mayim melech b'havlo. Oil on its own costs $2. You pay $3. You didn't nominate the salt water, but why did you pay $3 for the oil? Because the salt water included. And the chiddush is, you're allowed to pay that extra dollar, which is ma'isa sheni money, and you should only use it to buy things that are considered chashuv. You're allowed to buy this oil and pay that extra dollar because you're not highlighting the salt water. You're saying that this is called havla. It's swallowed in, it's absorbed in your payment for the oil. and therefore you're allowed to. And that's the chiddush that havlo is permitted. Says the Gemara b'havlo mishari, are you allowed to use ma'isa sheni money by this trick of havlo and buy things which normally you wouldn't be able to buy on its own in isolation with ma'isa sheni money, but because you absorbed it into something else, you're allowed to? Let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to? Yes, you are allowed to. I'll prove it to you. But Tanya could be taka learned. Ben Bagbag Omer, Ben Bagbag said. So Ben Bagbag and Ben Hey was the same person. Beis Gimel is 5, and Hey is 5. So sometimes he's called Ben Bagbag, and sometimes he's called Ben Hey, and he was a ger. So Ben Bagbag says, it says in the pasuk, it says in the pasuk, what you do with the money, you should buy a Miser Sheni. Excuse me. You should buy. He says in the pasuk, you should place your money. I'm just reading the pasuk because you need to know it. Bechol ashetav is nafshecha, whatever you desire, which is a klal, a generic term, right? Whatever you want. Then the pasuk limits by bokor, cattle, by tzoyin, sheep, by yayin, wine, by shecher, and beer. And then that's called a prat, it's limiting. And then it says, bechol asher tishalach nafshecha, whatever your heart desires, which is another general klal, another general rule. So now this braisa says, "Bokar cattle melamed to teach you shaloichim bokar agav oirer." When you buy the cattle, let's say if you would buy it separately, the skin might be $5, and the rest it might be $90. You could pay $95 for this animal, and it automatically includes the skin. And then the skin, you don't have to treat it like maisa sheni, and you can do whatever you want with it. It's chulin. The skin remains chulin, and it's not a problem that you paid because you didn't pay for the skin. You pay for the animal, and the skin automatically is included in it. So the pasuk, because otherwise you might have to take the skin then, sell it, and with that money buy some other food to eat in Yerushalayim. You don't have to. The skin is chulin, because the skin is as if it's not there, it's non-existent. It's havlo, swallowed it. But saying the pasuk, but saying malam shalechin shalagav gizasim with the sheep, you're allowed to keep the wool. You're paying for the sheep, and the wool is derech agav, so therefore the wool remains chulin because it's absorbed in the price. As if it's non-existent. It's havlo. You buy a barrel of wine. The barrel itself does not, do not say the barrel itself is holy. You have to sell that and use the money to buy food. No, the barrel remains chulin. Because it's a swallowed in. So as if you didn't pay for the barrel. As if you got it for free. And when it comes to sheikhar, when it comes to beer, melamed, shaloichin, temed, melamed, or sheikhar can mean old wine. So we're saying here, sheikh means old wine. Melamed shaloichin temed meshehechmitz. That let's say you took the grapes, you made wine, then you had the residue of the grapes, sits there in the water and let it continue fermenting. And now in that there's water. And that water, we don't say, you know, you bought these leftovers to make wine. We don't say, oh, that this water now, you have to sell it and the water also comes holy. No, the water can remain chulin. The water can remain chulin. But again, it's havlo, you didn't pay for it separately. Amr Birchin, Rabbi Birchin wants to ferment. Rabbi Birchin says, man de metagim li ba boker. If anybody can explain to me this whole explanation, the word boker seems to me still superfluous, you don't need it. Eliba de mebag by kondiz roshe, I'll be so grateful. My vilna ma'ane, I will carry his clothes, abase, behind him. I will act as his servant, levei mesusa, to the bathhouse. If you can explain me, now, what's my problem? My time, what's bothering Rabbi Eichnon? I need all of these words to teach you the din, but levar mebaka baka seems to be totally extra cattle. The letzarech is not, it's not needed. No one explains. My tzich. The ikosach mal baka. The Torah would have only said the word cattle. All I would know is the skin, hide. Have a baka to the mezgavagori. When you buy a cattle, you don't make a cheshbon to the hide separately because the hide is part of the animal. So I'm paying you $90 for the animal. The hide doesn't count. Mission the goo for you. And therefore, as if you got it for nothing, and that's why the hide doesn't become mice. About soin agabagiz is also love goo for you, but sheep and the sharing, you can share the sheep before you sell it. So therefore, the sharing is not part of the sheep. Maybe you paid for it as well with using mice or shaming money. And therefore, you have to then turn around and sell it and use that money to buy more food. The aim of light, therefore, I have to tell you. Okay, I understand. At least it's attached to the animal, so I'm paying just for the animal. You could argue the wool is automatically part of the animal. I didn't pay for it separately. And therefore, the wool becomes chul. I didn't pay for it at all. But wine and the barrel, two separate things. Maybe you paid for the barrel separate from the wine, and therefore you have to now, there's maisa sheni money in this barrel, you have to sell it and use it to buy food. by wine, at least the barrel you need to protect the wine, so therefore you pay the price for the wine, the barrel kept for nothing. But once, when you talk about this temid, once it became sour, the kiyua ba'almuhu, once it fermented, it's only a sharp, you know, it's acid water, maybe you cannot use ma'aseh sheni money for that. All it is water, which was separate. No, even that, the water part of it is not a problem. You can, it's chulin. Now let's go backwards. If they would have said only sheikha, I would have thought sheikha means old wine from the Vela Keilis, this fermented wine. We're talking about these dried, we're talking about these dates here, or these figs that are so, we had more Christmas, that if you eat the Vela Keilis, you cannot pass kenadin because it's intoxicating and everything else. And therefore, you would say, okay, it's you're allowed to buy this with Maisa Sheni money, and that's why the Torah has to say old wine. So I would have thought maybe only over here that says a regular wine. I would have thought over here, you know why you're allowed to? Because it comes from Dvela Ki'ilis, it's a fruit, therefore it's included in the Pasuk. I would have thought of a wine with a barrel, or the barrel is not part of the wine, maybe you cannot use Maisa Sheni money for that. Because that's a normal way to protect wine. I will say nagabizusa, but you don't need the wool. A maloy, you'll either use maisa sheni money to buy wool, because I'm a sheep of wool, because I'm on a tzayin. But I feel nagabizusa, babokalumni. But what do I need cattle for? The hide. If I know that you can buy the sheep and use havla for the wool, which is not really part of the animal, surely I could buy an animal and do havla for the hide. You can tell me no, because this is what you're going to argue. If the Torah would not have said the word baboker, only the word sain, I would thought, you know what sain comes to teach you? The lesser chiddush, which is that the hide is part of the animal and you're allowed to buy it together because it's non-existent. But the wool maybe is different. And that's why the Torah has to tell you about Boker. Tell you Boker tells me hide, and if it's sain tells me about the shearings. It can't be. Can't be that the Torah would not have said bokar, I would have thought the reason why the Torah said sign teach about the hide. Why would the Torah use the word sign about hide when sign also has shearings? Can be misleading. The Torah should use the word bokar. The imke litzach mal bokar. The mele yatale sign. And just say bokar, I would know hide, and that's it. By the Torah using the word sign as an example, the Torah meant something which is unique to sign, which is shearings. And once I know that the shearings, you're allowed to use maisa sheni money for it, surely you can use for the animal that's the hide, which is part of it. That feel like God, is a bokar lomeli. What do you need a bokar for? Hash to tzayin. And I would say, hash to tzayin, agabi gizis asim is davna, bokar gabi oidim, boy, I need to tell me. That's what Yechon said. Man, the metagin li ba bokor. Anybody who can explain to me, according to this explanation, why the Torah had to say bokor, li the bagbag my vilna maane lebei mesusa. I will carry his clothing behind him to the bathhouse. Says Gemara, we have an argument here. The Braisa we learned before from Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Lezer, both of them clearly hold that fish, you can buy fish with ma'aseh sheni money, definitely. And the question is only whether brine or not. Yet we have another braisa that tells clearly that fish, you cannot use maisa sheni money. What's going on here? What's the machlekes? I'll tell you what. They use the formula known as ribui umiyat. The hani tanoi, other tanoim use another formula. Doshi kloli uprati. Now what's the difference? Remember I told you that you have in this pasuk, b'chol asher ta'ava nafshecha, which is a klal, and then you have babokor abatzoyin v'yayin v'sheicha, which is a prat, and then you have b'chol asher tisholcha, which is a klal, which is inclusive. There's two ways of learning. One way is called klal or prat a klal, and one's called ribli mir ribli. A few rashis and shask riches explain what it is, including in the seventh pairing of Baba Kama. So it goes like this: a klal includes everything. Then right after that, you have a prat. A prat comes to limit. So the rule is, ein bechlal el masher prat. The prat is coming to limit the klal. Don't take it literally that I mean everything. I mean only that prat, and that's it. In other words, if the Torah says whatever you want, then they said babokra, batzoin, bayayin, vashecha, it would mean limited only to those things, cattle, sheep, wine, and old wine, and that's it. But then the Torah has another klal. It says, whatever you want. That second klal comes to break out the prat, expand the prat, but anything which is similar to the prat. So it has to still be similar to the prat to be included. That's one method of learning, which we'll see then fish won't be included, because it's not so similar to these protein. Another way of learning is ribi and miyat. Go like this. You have a ribi, includes everything. Then you have a miyat. If you have a miyat, they hold that the miyat is not coming to limit the ribi, but it's coming to explain the ribi. In other words, a ribi and miyat is the same thing as a klal prata klal. So if you have a ribi and a miyat, only that, you would say anything which is similar to the miyat, anything which is similar to cattle, sheep, and wine, and shecher can use. Then if you have another ribi, what's it coming to do? Include everything except those which are very distant from the prat. So a ribi mid ribi is much more inclusive than a klal prata klal. And that's the argument, as the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadol Rabbi Lazar Ribi Mid Ribi Mid Ribi Mid Ribi Mid Ribi Mid Ribi Mid Ribi Ribi, everything. Then it says about bokr, about tzayin v'yayin shecher, cattle, sheep, wine, and old wine, meat, coming to limit it only to these four things. Or coming to limit to anything similar to these four things. Then it says, v'chol asher tishalot nafshach, anything that you desire, chozer v'ribi. So what do we have here? Ribi u'miyat v'ribi. Inclusive, specific, and inclusive. Riba hakel includes everything. My rabbi, rabbi kol mili, includes anything. You can buy with ma'isa, shein, and money, whatever you want. So my meat, what are we excluding? So the Rabbi Lezer, we're excluding meat. Of course, Rabbi Lezer, everything can be used, including fish, but not brine. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadol said, no, even brine can be used. But what can't be used? Salt and water. Meat, ma'im, and melech. Could they use the method of ribi, meat, ribi? So it includes fish. The Hani Tanoi, the other Tanoim, Doshi, they dash and klolu prati. The Tanya we learn when the Sata Kesel, the Cholosham, the Cholosham, the Klal. And what do we know about klal prat klal, as we say in davening? It has to be similar to the prat. Now, what do we know about the prat? Maha prat mefudish explicitly is a pri mepri. Just like the prat has to be something which comes from an animal born from a mother, fruit comes from seeds. It has to be something that comes from something else, number one. And gidule karka, things that grow from the ground, animals, you know, eat their food comes from the ground, and these things grow from the ground. Is af kol, the only thing you can use your ma'isa shein in money to buy your purchases prima pri and gidul karka. So therefore, which means, but not fish. Fish would seem not to be prima pri. Fish do not come be gidul karka. That's what it seems. The tani idab we learn somewhere else. We'll soon see that's not right. We'll soon see. The tani learn somewhere else. Maha prat mefurish. What do you know about a prat? That vlod the vlodis that ha'ores that is created. The Eibush created in the beginning of the time from the earth, from the dirt. Af kol vlad vlodis ha'ores. Only thing which is great from the dust. My benaya. What's the difference from earth? Amar abaya dogi mikir benaya. Fish is the difference. Why fish were created from mud, not from the earth. The man of a prim pri gidul karka hani dogim gidul karka. You can argue that fish would be included because fish go get food, you know, food, whatever it is, plankton from the ground under the water. Just because the water is covering it, it's still karka. So it's still considered gidul karka. The man of vlad vlad is other, but the one who says that it has to be something that was created from the earth, dogim in ma'ivru, fish was created from the water. So therefore, so we have over here the machlek is whether you can use fish, but these two says the Gemara. Me, I'm going to buy a dog gidule karka. You know what are you talking about? Fish is considered gidule karka. Are you going to say that fish are considered growing on the ground? I'm going to buy a Abaye himself said. I'll prove to you that Abaye himself holds that fish are not considered something that goes on the ground. Because we know when it comes to a, we have in Gemara Makis, we'll have Gemara gives instances in another place as well where you can do one avera and be liable for many sins. So, for example, Abaye says, "Ochal putisa." If you ate some kind of a sheret, something little tiny thing that crawls, but it's underwater. Loika, you'll get arba. You'll get four different averas you committed, because even though it's very tiny, but it's a full berry, it's a full creature, so it's as if you ate a kazayis, and you get four malchus, two for something that goes in the water, and then two. For not supposed to eat things which are not kosher. Anything which has no snapping, no fins, no scales. And it's solon techelu. Okay. Namal, if it's an ant, you get five. What do you get five? Because that crawls on the ground. So you get five. Two that generally you're not allowed to eat. And also three for crawling on the ground. Which means that he says putisa, something which crawls on the bottom of the sea, is not considered crawling on the ground. Clearly, it's not considered the karka. And tzida, a bee, a wasp, a hornet, whatever it translates, like a sheish. You get six different malchus as well. Why? Because it also has one addition. It goes on the ground, but also has one addition that it flies. V'imisa, if you tell me, Abaye says, I want that if that a fish is considered crawling on the ground, then patisa namilukim, which one shows a lot of things, add to patisa also things that crawl on the ground. Elmer bin Avina says, what is the difference between these last two braises? So, fish, they hold, both hold. The first two, Rabbi Yehuda and God, Rabbi Lezer, hold that fish, you can buy Maisa Sheni, you can buy with Maisa Sheni money. The second two braises clearly hold that fish, you cannot buy Maisa Sheni money because it's not Gedulei Karka. So what's the difference between the two, what, how it was created or not? The difference is, Oifos Ikebenai, birds. The one that says that what? That we that it has to be something that comes from another thing and something that grows from the ground. Then these are also considered lulikarkam because where the birds get their food from the ground as well. These birds were created from the mud and therefore they cannot be purchased. They cannot be bought. Man de marbi oif is my time will more ask a question. So one who says, let's include birds, what's his swara? Man de mamit oif, one says, excludes birds, my time. You cannot buy birds with your maisa sheni money. What's going on here? So Gemara has a very interesting thing here. When we learn klala prata klala, you have two klalim. Which is the main? The first one, which is much more inclusive, or the second one, which is just coming to add a little bit to the prat, which is less inclusive. Man de marbe oifes. What is it called? The one who holds oifes. Oh, be wrong. The one who holds oifes, so he holds klola basra. He holds that the second klal is the most important. And dafke, the second klal is the most important one. So he holds the most important is the second klal, which the purpose of the second klal is to increase the prat. Prat, the klal, it's as if it was a prat and a klal. And when you have a prat and a klal, nasa klal moisa prat, the klal comes to add to the prat, including birds. Visrablu komila. And in other words, if you have a prat and then followed by a klal, then there's nothing to limit it. We add almost everything. And what does the first klal come to do? Just to put a break on it. Vahani klal kama lemuti kol deloy domile. Comes to put a break. Don't learn everything, but anything which is slightly similar to the prat mishneid's dodin. If it's similar even in just two respects, it's good enough. And therefore, since it's two respects, it's peidim and peidi. It comes from it was born and gedulei karka grows from the ground. That's good enough, and birds are therefore included. You can use maisa sheni to buy birds. Abeman the memayit oifis, but the one who holds excluded oifis, he holds all the way around. So he holds klal kamadafka. The first klal is the main one, which is a klal of prat, which is very limiting. Ein bechlal elamasha prat is very limiting, and the second klal is only coming to expand a little bit. It has to be very similar to the prat. The ein bechlal elamasha prat hani imirchloi, only this, nothing more. The hani klal lebasa lerebuye called a dumle, similar but mishloishas dadin. Has to be similar practically in every respect. It's not enough only that was born, not enough only it grows from the ground, but it has to also be something that was created in a very similar fashion. And birds were not created in a similar fashion, therefore they are not included. So, fish we explained clearly the two Tanoim are arguing the first two Tanoim, and birds, the latter two Tanoim are arguing about birds, whether you can use Maisa Sheni money for that or not. Okay, we will stop over here, and we'll continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Shabbat.